It's Monday, December 22nd, and with your 6 a.m. news, I am Leonard Witbier. The Namibia National Students Organization President, Dortia Nongolo, has called on students facing challenges with unpaid non-tuition fees, tuition funding, or other NSFAF-related matters to contact the organization's education desk. She adds that the office assists with a wide range of education issues, including funding delays, registration problems, and online registration difficulties.
I think what students can inquire on, or the inquiry that the education desk handles, is really everything related to education and accessing education, be it it's NSFAF, a student has not received their non-tuition fees or tuition fees from previous years, or perhaps they're at an institution and they're struggling to register and the institution is not complying with the ministry's directive. Then we also have general inquiries such as applications for NSFAF, assistance with registration, perhaps those that are registering online and they are struggling, but really just everything.
Grootfontein's municipality has issued a warning to residents about an ongoing scam in which criminals are posing as municipal officials to collect payments for alleged prepaid water debts. Speaking in an interview with our news team, spokesperson Luke Salomon said the scammers have been visiting homes, demanding immediate payment and threatening service disconnections.
The municipality has been alerted to incidents where scammers have even been reported visiting homeowners and attempting to collect money in person, threatening to disconnect of municipal services unless immediately payment are made. The municipality will never visit your home or household and demand for payment. Council did not change its payment methods.
To Gauteng in South Africa, where Gauteng Deputy Police Commissioner Fred Kekana says at least 12 unknown suspects carried out a mass random shooting at the Kwanokolo Tavern in Bekkerstal, west of Johannesburg. 9 suspects were armed with pistols and one with an AK-47 rifle. Kekana told Newsroom Africa that 9 people, including 2 women, were killed while 10 others were seriously injured. He adds that the motive remains unknown and investigations ongoing.
En route, this suspect met an Uber driver who just dropped off a client, shot him unprovoked. He also lost his life. 9 people passed on, 10 people are seriously injured. The tavern is licensed, operating within the prescribed timelines as per the license condition.
A judge in France has rejected the French government's request to suspend the Chinese e-commerce giant Shein's website. According to our Ross Cullens report, the judge ruled that such a move would have been disproportionate after the Chinese company removed illicit products sold on its platform.
This is welcome news for the Chinese firm, but a blow for the French government, which has argued that there should be a 3-month online ban applied to Shein after sex dolls with a childlike appearance and illegal weapons were found on the site last month. Shein said it was intolerable and appalling that the items had appeared on its site, and it closed its third-party section of its online offering. Shein has faced multiple controversies in France this year, including facing more than $200 million worth of fines for false information and misleading promotions. Ross Cullen, Paris.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.